produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Oh, hallelujah! You are welcome to today's broadcast of the Living Water Radio broadcast. You don't want to miss it for any reason. You don't want to miss the Word of God for this season. You need the Word of God each and every minute, each and every hour, each and every day, each and every week, and every month, and every year. And this time, we're bringing the Word of God to you on the topic, Do Not Provoke Him. Do not provoke Him. Lord God, let us pray. In the name that is above every other name, we commit your word into your hand as we speak your word. Let your word reach out to the people out there, as many that are under the influence of my voice in the service here and out there, online, on YouTube, on the radio broadcast. We declare the word of God to touch you, to reach out to you, to break every yoke, destroy the works of the devil. Sickness, bow in the name of Jesus. Diseases, bow in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the Holy Ghost will influence our action. The Holy Ghost will influence our thought life. The Holy Ghost will influence our daily activity. In the name of Jesus, as we hear your word, oh God, give us retentive memory. We bind every spirit of distraction. We ask that the word of God, we have express image in the name of Jesus, even in our life. Let the word of God do us good. Let every man, boy, girl, child under the influence of my voice never remain the same after your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Today we'll be dealing on the topic, like I mentioned, do not provoke him. Let's look at the word of God from the book of Numbers, chapter number 14. If you have your Bible there, I want you to open your Bible to the book of Numbers, chapter number 14, verse 23. Let's go ahead and look at the word of God together wherever you are, under the influence of my voice. In the Maro Koboshaya, Le Kata Labaha. I get excited whenever I come to share God's word with God's people. Let's look at the word of God. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. Oh my God, oh my God. This is God speaking to Moses to communicate his intention to his people. The children of Israel, on their way from Egypt to the promised land, God promised to take them from Egypt to the promised land. But when they got to the wilderness, they provoked God. They provoked God with their action. They provoked God with their words. And after having provoked God, God spoke in response, "Surely they shall not see the land which I have sworn unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it." Oh my God, oh my God. Whenever I read this word, my heart bleeds. There are people under the influence of my voice, wherever you are hearing me this evening or this afternoon or this morning, wherever you are you are connecting from around the world. I want to believe that God is up to something to get you to a destination. God is working at a miracle for somebody. I don't care to know what you are going through. I don't care to know the things you are struggling with. I don't care to know what is happening around you. God is working out a miracle for you and your household. Whatever you are hearing me from the hospital, God is working out your healing. Whatever you're hearing me from your workplace, from your job, from your home, God is working out a miracle for that single man. God is working out a miracle for that single woman. God is working out a miracle for that married man. God is working out a miracle for that married woman. God is working out a miracle for whomsoever is trusting the Lord for a miracle. But the scripture where we read from, the Bible said, surely they shall not see the land. Which land? The promised land. If you read through the scripture, there are various promises to the children of God. There are various promises from God to his people. But unfortunately, we have people who are used to church, who knows the church, who does not know Jesus, who are used to church, who are not used to God's will and principle of doing things. And that has made us to be void of the fulfillment of the promise of God. We receive the promises, but we never see the fulfillment. The reason many cannot see the fulfillment of the promise of God, the Bible says, yeah, because they have provoked me. And we have provoked God in various ways. We provoke God when we err against his word. We provoke God when we walk in our own way instead of God's way. We provoke God when we try to conform to this word instead of the word of God and the ways of God. The Bible says, conform not to this word. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If men shall say there is a casting down, we shall say there is a lifting up. There is a language that is meant for the children of God. We cannot speak like the people of the world. One of the ways that they provoked God in the Bible, in the book of Numbers, was their words, the way they spoke, the way they responded to the situation, the way they responded to the circumstances around them, the way they responded to the happiness around them. There is a saying that says, the water around the sheep cannot sink the ship. It is the water that gets into the ship that sinks the ship. So I therefore say to you, the things that happens around you have no power or potency to bring you down if you don't respond to them by opening up your ship door, by opening up your mouth. The way you respond to the things around you may either shut the water outside the ship or open the doors for the waters to come into the ship. And what we are told in verse 28 that God said, for that which they have spoken to my hearing, I will do unto them. Therefore, they shall not see the land which I have sworn unto their fathers. Child of God, I want to say to you this evening, I know it is not easy to go through a struggle without being tempted to speak according to what is happening around you. But if you are a child of God, the word of God have adjoined us, have encouraged us, have spoken to us to always say there is a lifting up even when there is a casting down. There was darkness in the Bible, and God said, let there be light. God did not complain about the darkness that was in the Bible, that was in the time in Genesis chapter 1. God did not complain. There was no place where God complained about the darkness that was upon the face of the deep or the earth. Instead, God said what he wanted to see. Child of God, we ought to speak like our Father. We ought to speak the language of God. We ought to speak the language of faith and not the language of fear. The children of Israel, they spoke the language of fear. What did they say? We are like grasshopper, we shall die in this wilderness. Are there no better grave in Egypt than Moses, the prophet of God? You have brought us to this wilderness to die in this. These are the things they said. They said, it is better we would have died. It is better we would have died. They said, because we are like grasshopper before the enemy. And God got angry. God was provoked. God was offended. God was vexed. God was not happy with such statement. In other words, God is expecting you and I to speak positivity even when we see negativity. God is saying when we speak positivity, the negativity will turn around and become positive as a result of our words. Do not provoke him. If you read the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30, the Bible says, provoke not the Holy Spirit of God. Quench, provoke not the Holy Spirit of God. Another translation says, do not offend the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. Ephesians 4:30. Another translation says, do not vex the Holy Spirit of God. Do not sadden the Holy Spirit of God. Do not provoke the Holy Spirit of God. If you read 1 Timothy 5:19, the Bible says, quench not the Spirit. So two things happen here. You can either provoke the Spirit of God or quench it. You can provoke the Holy Spirit of God not to fulfill, not to walk with you as it should walk with you, not to carry out the assignment of heaven over your destiny, not to fulfill your destiny, not to bring you to your place of destination, not to bring your destiny to fulfillment. When you provoke the Spirit of God, you stop his activity in your life. When you quench the Spirit of God, you put away the fire of God from your life. When you quench the Spirit of God, you stop the activity of Yeshua and the hand of God, the divine intervention of God is suspended over your destiny. No matter what you are going through, like the children of Israel, I am here to speak to you as a prophet of God. I am here to speak to you as an apostle of the gospel of Christ. I'm here to bring you good news. The best is yet to come. It cannot be worse than when it first appeared. Believe God. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Shall he say a thing and not bring it to pass? Have he ever spoken and turned his back on his word? God is not a man. He cannot lie. He cannot turn his back on his word. So therefore, child of God, trust God no matter what you are going through. Believe God with me that there is a turning around for somebody under the influence of my voice. I speak to that woman under the influence of my voice. I don't care to know what you are going through. You may have lost that man who was supporting you. You may have lost that business that was supporting you financially. You may have lost that job that was sustaining you. But hear me, child of God. If God be for you, who can be against you? For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1,000 will fall by the side, 10,000 by the right hand side, but none shall come near that dwelling. Only with the eye shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. I pray for somebody under the influence of my voice. God is on your side. The Holy Ghost is on your side. Power is on your side. Heaven is on your side. The angels are on your side. And Jesus is on your side. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Honey, listen to me, child of God. You will not die in what you are going through. You will end in what you are going through. That sickness won't kill you. That disease won't kill you. That affliction won't kill you. That virus won't kill you. That problem won't kill you. That struggle won't kill you. That hardship won't kill you. That poverty won't kill you. I speak to you as a servant of God. I speak to you as the mouthpiece of God. You are coming out of your pain. You are coming out of your sickness. You are coming out of your struggle. You are coming out of that poverty. You are coming out of that setback. In the name that is above every other name, you will not end like this. In the name of Jesus, I see a turning around coming to you. I see the hand of God turning things around for you. I see the hand of Yeshua. I see the finger of heaven moving things around for you. For everything is turning around for your good. For all things, the Bible said, shall work together to them that love God. I therefore pray for you, child of God. What you ought to do now is to stand firm in the word of God. Read the word of God. The word of God has the power and the potency to cancel and nullify the works of the devil, and also stand strong in prayer. Prayer is one weapon that the devil cannot stand. Stay strong in prayer and also stand right with God. Live right with God. Live right with God. Keep your prayer life on. Then the fire of God and the fire of protection will be on your life. Do not be weak in prayer. The Bible said the other day while Jesus was speaking in the book of Luke 18:1, men ought always to pray, not to complain. Men ought always to pray, not to murmur. Men ought always to pray, not to play. Men ought always to pray, not to look at their situation and be downcasted. Honey, whatever is happening around you, if you don't like it, you can change it with your words. You can speak a lifting when there is a casting down. You can speak prosperity when there is poverty. You can speak good health when there is sickness. Stop complaining and addressing your problem and complaining and entertaining what you are going through. Instead, produce results and attain with the words of your mouth. There is power in the words of your mouth, especially when speaking in faith, not in fear. When speaking and praying in faith, for the Bible said, in the book of James, the Bible said, for the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Honey, stop panicking and speaking in anxiety. Start speaking in faith and in confidence that God is on your side, that heaven is on your side, that the Holy Ghost is on your side, that power is on your side. You cannot fail, child of God. The devil cannot defeat you. Poverty cannot defeat you. The things that are happening in the world cannot stop your destiny from being fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Let's go back to the word of God. And God said, let's look at verse 28 on Numbers 14, verse 28. God said, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord. As truly as I live, saith the Lord. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. So what have you spoken? What are you spoken? What have you spoken and what are you saying? What are you speaking right now as we speak? Concerning the things that are happening around you, what are you saying? If it is not going well, say to yourself, it is well. If it is going down, say to yourself, I am going up. When God saw darkness, he said, let there be light. Speak as God's children. Speak as a child of God. Speak as someone who has the DNA of God. Speak as someone who is a child of God for real. You cannot be speaking a different language if you are a Xhosa or a Zulu. When your father raised you or your parents raised you, there's no way you can be speaking Swahili when your parents only speak Zulu or Xhosa. You copied unconsciously the language your parents speak. The same way as a child of God, we cannot be speaking the language of the world. We ought to speak the language of our Father, the one we call Abba Father, the one we call our Heavenly Father, the one we call Yeshua HaMashiach, the one who rules in the affairs of men, the one we call Jehovah Nissi, the one we call Jehovah Jireh, the one we call Jehovah Akeremataya. I feel like praying for somebody. That devil is a liar. We have gone astray and we have been speaking the language of the world. We have said this sickness, this my sickness will kill me. Honey, how can you be saying this my sickness will kill me? How can you personalize sickness? Sickness is not your portion, therefore it is not yours. You cannot say this my sickness. You can say this sickness is troubling me, but I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. But because the Bible said, you shall lay your hand on the sick and they shall recover. Therefore, speak the language of God. Don't personalize sickness. Don't say this is my poverty. Don't personalize it. It is not yours. For the God take pleasure in the prosperity of his children. Therefore, prosperity is your identity. Poverty is not your identity. Don't personalize it. Good health is your identity. Sickness is not your identity. Diseases and infection and viruses are not your identity. Don't personalize it. flu, whatever they call it, HIV AIDS, oh, I don't care to know whatever sickness it may be, arthritis, pneumonia, I don't care to know what it is, cancer of the breast, cancer of the lungs, whatever, cancer of the skin, it cannot kill you. I agree with you in the name of Jesus. Whatever sickness is in your body, I lay my hands on you through the airways, be healed and be delivered in the name of Jesus. Come back with testimonies in the name of Jesus. For we overcome him, the devil, by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. I therefore speak the blood over your household. I speak the blood over your going out. I speak the blood over your coming in. I speak the blood in your office, in your workplace. I speak the blood on every step you take. The blood will speak for you. The blood of Jesus that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Let the blood speak for you. Let the blood deliver you. Let the blood rescue you. In the name of Jesus, that devil is a liar. Child of God, start speaking the language of God. Your parents, your biological parents, will be offended and provoked and angered when you cannot speak their language. Instead, you are speaking like somebody else from somewhere. Wherever you are hearing the influence of my voice, if you are a child of God, learn the language of God. The language of God says, when there is a casting down, we shall say there is a lifting up. The language of God say, the poor shall say, we are rich. The language of God say, let the weak say, I am strong. The language of God, let the weak say, I am strong. Yes. The language of God say, let the downcast say, I am lifted. The language of God say, you shall be the head and not the tail. The language of God says, you shall be above only and not beneath. Start speaking the language of God. Open your mouth wherever you are and start speaking the language of God. I am not homeless. I have a home. I am not poor. I am rich. I am not cashless. I have so much in abundance. I am not going to die. I have more days and more years to live. I am not sick. I am well. Start speaking the language of God wherever you are, in the name of Jesus. And as you speak the language of God, heaven will support you and endorse the words of your mouth. And according to Numbers 14:28, and I shall do to them as they have spoken into my ear. As you start speaking the language of God today, every word you have spoken before now that have affected you negatively, the language of God that you speak from your mouth, it cancel those words. I join my faith with your faith and I speak into your life. You are moving forward and not backward. You are moving higher and not going down, in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. You shall not end your life in sorrow. You shall not end in shame. You shall not end in pain. You shall not end in debt. You shall not end in agony. Whatever you are going through, you are rescued in the name of Jesus. It is well with you, child of God. Your going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. Ameko farada ebo shataha. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, Dr. Sonny reaching out to you through the airwaves on Living Water Radio Broadcast. Honey, listen to me. Wherever you are, look for a Bible-believing church to attend. This season, look for a fellowship somewhere. Look for where your prayer life can be revived. Look for where the Word of God is preached. Look for where the undiluted, the infallible Word of God is preached. Get a Bible. Start reading the Word of God. If you don't have one, write to me. I will send you a copy of a Bible, or a soft copy or a hard copy of a Bible of any language in the world. We are ready to encourage your Christian walk with God. But if you are there under the influence of my voice and you are hearing these words and you are not born again, pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I believe you died for me. You were buried and on the third day you rose again. I believe your price that you paid for my sins. Thank you for accepting me the way I am. I come to you today, never to go back. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you just prayed that prayer with me, congratulations. For this is the greatest miracle, the miracle of salvation anybody can receive. I did that some years ago, and I can never regret it. I am happy that I prayed that prayer some years ago. I am happy that I made the decision, not just praying the prayer, but I made the decision and I deliberately make effort to serve Jesus for the rest of my life. And as you serve Jesus for the rest of your life, beginning from today, or you backslided before now, you are returning to Jesus after now, I want to trust God with you that God will give you grace and enablement to serve Him. It is well with you. It is well with your going out. It is well with your coming in. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Not minding whatever is happening around you and around the world, God is in charge. Our God sits in the heaven and He rules in the affairs of men. We love you. Until we come your way again, don't you ever forget, God loves you and so do we.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.